Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner and Ted Mooney with update number 38 for the week of August 13th, 2007. We begin this week with an important and time-critical excerpt from the Washington Report. Trade legislation has been proposed to help U.S. manufacturers remain competitive in global and domestic markets. The Ways and Means Committee had an August 2nd hearing on trade legislation that has been introduced in the House of Representatives. As part of the surface finishing industry's efforts to find ways to remain competitive, please contact your U.S. representative and urge support of the key trade legislation that is pending in the House. To identify your representative and his or her contact information, go to the House website at clerk.house.gov, click on Member Information, and then click on Write Your Representative. Representatives can also be identified by entering your zip code. If you have any questions or need any assistance identifying your representative or finding contact information, please contact Christian Richter or Jeff Hannipal at CRICHTER at thepolicygroup.com or JHANNAPEL at thepolicygroup.com. In other news, here's a summary of two key trade legislation proposals. Ryan Hunter, H.R. 2942. Representatives Duncan Hunter and Tim Ryan introduced a new revised bill on June 28th to address trade imbalances and currency manipulation practices by countries such as China. The proposed legislation, H.R. 2942, entitled the Currency Reform for Fair Trade Act of 2007, provides for the identification of misaligned currency, requires U.S. action to correct the misalignment, and provides other remedies for unfair trade practices. H.R. 2942 has been referred to the House Ways and Means, Financial Services, and Foreign Affairs Committees. This new bill is intended to be a compromise effort to find common ground among the several legislative approaches that have been introduced in the House and the Senate to address trade reform issues, including the previous Ryan Hunter bill, H.R. 782. Currency manipulation by the Chinese government in conjunction with other factors is responsible for the significant increase in the U.S. trade deficit with China, from $30 billion in 1994 to a projected $230 billion in 2007. This bill would provide remedies for U.S. manufacturers to address illegal, unfair trade practices under U.S. and international law. Last week, approximately 30 members of the surface finishing industry participated in an industry conference call with Representative Duncan Hunter, who continues to champion a bipartisan effort to address illegal trade practices that give U.S. competitors an unfair advantage in the global marketplace. During the call, the participants discussed trade legislation pending in the House. Following up from the industry's advocacy efforts during the NASF Washington Forum in May, Representative Hunter again urged participants to express their support for this legislation by contacting their members of Congress. Davis English, H.R. 1229. Representatives Arthur Davis and Philip English introduced legislation on February 28th that would apply countervailing duties to non-market economies such as China. The bill would also authorize the use of alternative methodologies to determine whether a subsidy is countervailable with respect to China. Under the legislation, the U.S. International Trade Commission would conduct a study on how China uses government intervention to promote investment, employment, and exports. This bill was referred to the Ways and Means and House Rules Committees. Hearings on this bill were held in the Ways and Means Committee on March 7th and in the Subcommittee on Trade on March 15th. In light of more recent developments relating to Chinese food and drug safety requirements, Leadit Children's Toys, and a range of product quality, intellectual property, and other concerns, these proposals are gaining steam in Congress. The upcoming hearings on Capitol Hill are a further step toward leveling the playing field on trade and competitiveness for U.S. Main Street manufacturing. For more information about the industry-related government relations activities discussed here, please visit the official website of the National Association for Surface Finishing at www.nasf.org or contact headquarters at 202-457-8404. You can also contact the NASF policy arm, the Policy Group, directly at 202-457-0630. Ted, back to you.
Thank you, Kate. Now for the calendar of events. The biggest event of the week, and the month, and the year is, of course, Surfin 2007 at the Cleveland Convention Center, sponsored by the National Association for Surface Finishing. Here you will see nearly 200 exhibits and have the opportunity to hear 100 presentations covering everything that's new and important in surface finishing. If you're not already registered, at least try to get to the exhibit hall, which is open Tuesday and Wednesday. NASF committee meetings will also take place at Surfin, and I hope you can join me Tuesday morning at 9:30 in room 206 for the Communication and Industry Promotion Committee meeting. The job of our committee is to let everyone on the planet know of the importance of the surface finishing industry in our association. Needless to say, that's a big enough job that we could use your help. Of the social events at Surfin, the biggest will be Industry Night, which will take place Tuesday night at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. After the Industry Night festivities, Finishing.com's friendly competitor, Paul Fisher, will be filming an episode for his Finishing.tv at the lounge of the Cleveland Renaissance Hotel. If you have any involvement or interest whatsoever with surface finishing, please get to Cleveland because Surfin only happens once a year. Also next week, on Friday the 17th, there will be a technology demonstration workshop on profitable pollution prevention at Casey Jones Plating in Hazel Park, Michigan. This promises to be a truly interesting plant tour and learning experience. Our calendar page has links to more info about these events, as well as the many events that are upcoming in September that you may want to start planning for. Also, you can find out more about Casey Jones Plating, the site of the technology demonstration workshop, in Finishing.com's directory of job shops. Until next week, for Kate and myself, thanks for listening and see you at Surfin'.